an out-of-town tryout. They just called me in to be sort of the Lola standby, which is someone who is, like, you know, an understudy for her. And at the theater, and doesn't go on every night, but is really there to sort of relieve if the Lola were to get hurt or be sick or something, you know, I would go on. And then I found out that I didn't get it, you know, and I was sort of crushed. But then I got Book of Mormon, so that sort of took precedence over that, and I was excited. But then, so I came home from Chicago after the better part of a year, and then they had called me in for the role on tour. Because, you know, when a show is doing well, normally, not always, but normally, you know, they'll open a tour, you know, a year, year and a half into the show having a life on Broadway, and they did so with this show. And well, the process was so long ago, it was crazy. probably more than a year now. So I guess I went into that first audition, and then I found out that they wanted to bring me in for this boot camp. Which is not unheard of, but very, very rare. I think the only two other shows that have that are, like, Jersey Boys. They have a Frankie Valli camp. And Lion King, they have, like, a Simba camp that they do. Just to sort of get you, like, ultimately ready to audition for the team. Because, you know, the team is just sort of huge. It's Cyndi Lauper, it's Jerry Mitchell, it's some real, real titans and beasts and the musical theater world, the music world, the, you know, the business of show, I should say.
So, a boot camp, a heel camp, basically, right?
No, not exactly, but I guess, pun not intended, but how could I avoid it? No, so it was sort of a week-long process. There was three of us, so, you know, we wouldn't go together. It was like one at a time. But essentially, it was like two-hour auditions every day. So the first day, you know, we did all the music. And you really have to deliver. You have to be mentally ready. You have to be healthy. You have to be rested. You have to be on voice. Really ready to take these notes from the team, the people who are essentially deciding if your headshot is going to go with a yes part. So it's like the first day we did the music, and the next day we did all the scene work, which the packet, which is like all the material you have to do for a Broadway audition, for Lola and Simon is five scenes and three songs.
Oh.
You know, so you're trying to learn your lines and be off book for the audition while taking notes on material that's very fresh for you. It definitely, I've never worked harder for an audition, I do have to say.